Flipping homes by leveraging other people's resources. Stay tuned. Hey, my friend, this is Ola coming to you live from my Empire Pro Studios. On this episode, I want to talk about leverage, one of my favorite topics in the world. I want to talk about other people's resources. I want to talk about beating time at its own game. There's an email essentially that came in here, and this gentleman is lamenting about not having enough time to run his business. He's not having enough time to do the necessary things to start bringing in some calls, bringing in some appointments, and closing some deals. And he's lamenting bitterly, and I can relate, okay? Because it can be tough, you know. Anything that's worthwhile, anything that's going to be good, will require some time, especially in the beginning. You can apply enough leverage at some point where you will be required minimal time. For example, my business takes me about 2 hours or less per day to run these days, and but you know, if you want to build a substantial business and you're starting from scratch, it take a certain amount of learning curve to get to that point where everything is kind of like reduced down to simple systems, and you can follow simple step-by-step cookie cutter steps that will essentially give you the results you're looking for. But typically that's not written in the textbook somewhere. It takes a learning curve, it takes practicing perfect, and then before you know it, you crunch on the time that it takes to accomplish a certain task. And then you become better and better and shorter time to do it over and over. And then you have a system, right? So this person sent an email and is asking some questions. But before we get into his question, I have a quote that came from the book. If you don't have access to the book yet, make sure you get your hands on the book. You can simply go to myempirepro.com. As you see on the screen, myempirepro.com is where you want to go to download the book. All right, so the quote from the book says, "The ultimate goal here is to build a profitable business, right? In order to do that, you have to leverage other people's resources. Flipping homes as a one-man business will get old at some point, but you can build a home flipping business system by leveraging team building and other people's resources. So you need quality people who can even become business partners. Involving random and anybody won't help. Even most of your loved ones will not qualify." Okay. From my first two business get together, I enrolled two people from 23 who attended as business partners. I was excited. It worked. Guess what? The first one called me on the second day to inform me of her intentions to quit right away. The second person cut his losses and just did not want to do what I did, which was a proper business launch, like the one he came to, right? As I said in my other video about exposure is everything. It's another video, you can search for it on YouTube or Google. Exposure is everything. All I talk Sabi Token, if you search for that, it will come up. As I said in my other video about exposure is everything, you need to pass quite a few people through a pre-qualifying process in order to find sold 3 to 5 business partners. Okay, solid, not sold, right? In order to find solid 3 to 5 business partners. See, I wrote it, but I'm like, what? I didn't write that, right? So in order to find solid 3 to 5 business partners, you will need to pass quite a few people. Quite a few means a lot. Quite a few people through a pre-qualifying process or business system, if you will. Today, there's a better way to attract quality people. 1,000s of people are searching online daily how to supplement their income and how to start a business. Let's be honest. Your 24 hours is never going to be enough to build a sustainable business. By the time you work for 8 hours, you will need to rest. When you build a team of 3 to 5 superstars like you, you will be in a better position and you can leverage their time and possibly their money in not just making money, but building a home flipping business system from it, right? You can even make money from 100 hours per day without being personally or physically involved more than necessary? Well, obviously, if you're making money from 100 hours per day, you only got 24 hours and you're only working 8 hours, right? So that has got to come from leverage, right? So that's called leveraging other people's resources. So here goes the question that actually came in that prompted me to go pull out this quote, okay? But I always like to read the quote so you can know that you need to know the fundamentals. You need to get the book, okay? And again, I'm not even telling you to pay for it. You can download the book for free right now by simply going through myempirepro.com, okay? So the question goes, is quitting my 9-to-5 the only way to succeed in flipping homes? I literally don't have any time left to market, much less close deals. I joined the business under the impression that I could do it on a part-time basis. Well, most people do. But the truth of the matter is that entrepreneurship is no such thing as part-time entrepreneurship. I may work 2 hours a day, but it's not really part-time. Your mind is always working. It's more or less 24 hours, okay? It's more or less above and beyond full-time, more like lifetime, okay? So I want you to remove that from your mindset that you thought this was going to be a part-time. No, this is life or death matter, you know? And I hate to paint it like that for you, paint it as serious like that, but it's true, you know? It's a life or death matter, you know? So it's a lifetime business, not a full-time, not a part-time. It's lifetime, all right? So he goes, I thought I could do it part-time basis. However, I hear a different story on the amount of work and resources needed to make this work. Yeah, it's the truth. Somebody's finally telling you the truth, right? So I'm starting to wonder if it is possible at all to close any deals when I can't even find 15 hours in the week to run this. Please advise. All right, so these are very, very legit concerns, okay? If you work 80 hours, 100 hours a week and things like that, you're going to have to make some kind of sacrifice to create the time necessary, okay? Because, yes, other people's resources can be used, leverage can be used, but honestly, I would rather you know what you're outsourcing before you outsource it, right? So if you're going to have people working for you from Philippines to get done the marketing work you need to do, you should still know what they are doing for you. That way, you don't get cheated, right? So I always tell people that you build the fortune after five. Fortunes are built after five, not in the midst of 9-to-5. There's absolutely no reason for you to quit your 9-to-5 unless that income is absolutely replaced in a 6 month consecutive row. Okay? If that's not the case, you need to stick to your job and keep doing it, and fine, get creative, find another way. So no, you don't have to quit your 9-to-5. You need to find a way to leverage other people's resources, and that means time and money. So sometimes if you master this stuff, you find break time, lunch time, after work, after five, and you master what you need to get done, you can actually have kids, you can have young kids doing internship for you and working for you, and you can find people that are looking for work or commission-based work, and you can split profits and things like that with them, okay? So that's something that you should probably pay attention to. He says, so I'm starting to wonder if it's possible at all to close any deals. It's absolutely possible to close deals. It's absolutely possible to close deals. But you need to start thinking outside of the box, because at the end of the day, even 24 hours, 8 hours is not enough for you anyway. So I want you to start thinking team building, okay? See what you've learned and what you've probably spent some money learning will become gold to some other people. Maybe you have people in your family. Maybe it's people from your alma mater in your school, and you want to recruit them. You want to get talking to them and see who's interested, and you want to work as partnership together. You can bring your partner on board. You can build a dream team. I'm going to tell you right now, if you want to build wealth, you need a dream team. You need a team, okay? So for me, I lost count on, let me see if I can see, because I have a couple of businesses that I run. So for example, one of my businesses today brought in all by itself. Let me check. All by itself was actually doing fantastically well today. Let's see. This business brought in, I'm going to try to see. I think about almost $2,500 today alone. Yeah, $2,447 today, right? So let's see here. Okay, this is good news up here. Right, so now I'm trying to look at the team that made up. I have a dream team of about, I got about 10 people on my team, solid 10 people, superstars on my team. But I also have, beyond that, these people have people in their team, and these are all part of my bigger team. And probably, let's see, no less than, I'm trying to see if I can see here. Yeah, probably have about 79 people on my dream team here, okay? 79, yes, about 79 people on my dream team. So, if you want to build wealth, just your 24 hours in a day is not going to be good enough. You need to build a team. So that automatically should remove the question of should you quit your 9-to-5? No, you don't need to quit the whatever is bringing you income today. No, you don't need to quit that. And people make that mistake a lot. I've made that mistake in the past. Don't quit your job, okay, until it's absolutely replaced for 6 months in a row. But even at that, make sure you are an absolute hustler. And you will never let $1 be replaced unless it's replaced, okay? I don't know if you get what I just said, right? But bottom line is that you must keep money coming in because cash flow is king all day long. Not cash. Cash flow is king all day long. And I want you to pay attention to that as you go along in your business. So do you need to quit your 9-to-5? No, you don't need to quit your 9-to-5. However, you need to leverage other people's resources. The key word there is leverage. In other words, you're going to be able to build a massive organization and business by simply helping and serving other people in a dream team. Okay? So if you want, again, more details on that, you can download the book for free. You need to learn the fundamentals. You need to read that book over and over again. Simply go to myempireapple.com and download the book. And make sure you subscribe to this channel if you want to keep getting these videos. Click like, share, subscribe, comment below your questions. Anything, your thoughts, let me know what you're thinking. Hopefully, you've been enlightened and educated, and I will see you on the next one. Peace.